Hi, the name is Rose. Don Rose. In return for a few minutes of your time today, I'd like to show you what I can do. To begin with, I'm not an announcer who reads so-called announcements between records on a program called Club Time. I wouldn't make the presumption that I'm a disc jockey, a very elusive and hard to nail down person, but at least I've been fooling my employers into thinking so for some time now. As for my DJ show, well, it's a natural. Since my initials are DR, I'm known as the Doctor. My records automatically become musical prescriptions, and naturally the big black swinging bag of scintillating sounds becomes a logical follow-up. And you can take it from there. I imagine you'd like to know more about this Rose fellow, a quote prospective unquote employee. Friends say I look like a doctor or professional man, although I've never had any medical training whatsoever. Actually, my sheepskin from the University of Nebraska reads Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. I've been in radio since 1950, and I've done everything from color for football games to interviewing Boy Scouts or emceeing a dance. My specialty, though, is records. On a day off, well, you're apt to see me on a picnic, out dancing or running around with a buddy or two. I also enjoy golf, swimming, meeting people, hunting, tinkering with my convertible, or listening to my record collection. I guess you might classify all of the preceding as an ad lib, but I've jotted down a few pertinent facts about myself, which I think you should know. Age 23, height 5'10", weight 170, draft classification. Well, the board said my eyes were the only thing holding me back. A normal, healthy individual with a nearsighted 4F. Oh, yes, I have one other thing to offer you, too. But I guess you'd have to call that sort of an intangible, but I'm sure you'll find it there. I challenge you to wear down my enthusiasm. So much for Don Rose the person. As for my air work, well, you can't tell a whole lot from a 10-minute tape. You probably know that much better than I do. You can't tell what a guy's potential is, but we'd like to give it the old try anyway. I can do a job for you that will sound something like this.
Hello? Why, yes, the doctor's in. With records for you.
Well, greetings and salutations to you from Don Rose, DR, or the doctor, if you please. We're set to hang out our shingle and offer a musical prescription for the next pair of hours. We'll be extracting all the records from our swinging black bag of scintillating sounds, and I think you'll find the result a therapeutic treatment of the first order. And we're underway with the four lads. Getting the crew off of the street and into the air, the doc would recommend this.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Yes, sir, the lads have it. That's the overture as we cut the seal on this Don Rose show for a Friday afternoon. You relax, bend an ear this way, and we'll provide the music. But if you really can't stay and just have
call
to move...
Call Scobie. Yes, Scobie. For packing and storing with no worry or care, call Scobie, they'll save you wear and tear. Insured storage so your mind's at ease. Scobie service. The kind that's sure to please.
And the
call
number.
Scobie. Capital 67111.
Yes, sir. And if it's going to be your move soon, whether you're moving to a new city or to a new home, we'll make your move the safe, easy, relaxed way. Call Scobie's. A thrilling bit of voodoo from the past it is with Dick Maltby and the crew. The old black magic coming to life once again. Well, magic and miracles are one thing, and they can happen in a twinkling of eye. As for TV, well, it's been growing and improving by leaps and bounds. For instance, Cliff Stewart, the world's largest TV dealer, is saving you big Christmas money with the finest TV sets in the country. You'll leap at the chance to have a beautiful model TV set for only $68. If you want a bigger TV set, Cliff Stewart has a sensational model, a 21-inch size, for just $99. And if you want acres of viewing space, see the 24-inch screen for only $138. Cliff Stewart carries nothing but top-quality TV brands, RCA, Crosby, CBS, Emerson, Admiral, and dozens more, and at prices which you can afford. Besides getting tremendous savings, Cliff Stewart will deliver your set anywhere in Texas, install and service your TV for top-notch reception and performance, and even finance your TV set absolutely free, with no interest and no carrying charges at all. Choose the TV that will make this Christmas especially happy for your whole family. From Cliff Stewart, 4740 South Presa, Rainbow Courts, and Able Courts, 3618 Broadway. That's going to do it, putting the wraps on this portion of the Don Rose Show. Stand by now for the Posit Informs. That's 5 of late news. Keep it cool and cozy. We'll see you in 5. Here are the 4:55 headline stories making the big news of the moment, presented by the National Bank of Commerce. San Antonio, a dramatic struggle on an outside 22nd floor ledge of the Transit Tower building, today saved the life of a 19-year-old mother trying to take her own life. An office worker, John Henson, was credited with saving the girl's life after she had already jumped from a higher level. Henson crawled onto the ledge, overpowered the girl, and pulled her to safety as she tried to scramble over a concrete railing. Police said she jumped from the 25th floor and hit on the ledge three floors below. She was taken to a hospital where she is reported in good condition. Budapest. There were new strikes and street fights in Budapest today, and the Workers' Council told the government that if it continues to put its leaders in jail, there will be a new general strike, bloodshed, and national tragedy. New York. The United States is reported pushing a proposal to expel or suspend the Hungarian delegation from the UN General Assembly if Hungary does not admit UN observers. Delegates of 17 nations attended a private meeting this afternoon on what to do next in the Hungarian situation. And it said American delegate James Wadsworth argued in favor of rejecting or suspending the Hungarian delegation's credentials. New York. Russia has failed in its attempt to get Czechoslovakia a vacant seat on the UN Security Council. The UN General Assembly cast 51 votes today in favor of giving the seat to the Philippines. This fulfills a deal made last year under which a two-year term on the council was to be split between the Philippines and Yugoslavia. Washington, the Treasury announced today it will borrow $1 billion on short-term bills. This borrowing is to raise cash which may be used to help meet the dollar needs of Great Britain. Warsaw, a bulletin, the Polish government and the Roman Catholic Church have announced a settlement of differences between them. This agreement announced in Warsaw includes the restoration of religious education in state schools. London, an announcement from number 10 Downing Street in London indicates that Prime Minister Anthony Eden has no intention of resigning when he returns from the island of Jamaica 1 week from today. The announcement said Eden is postponing a scheduled visit to Australia and New Zealand after Christmas because of the heavy pressure of public business. Tennessee. The high school in Clinton definitely will reopen next Monday, barring further racial incidents. The chairman of the school board said the policy will continue to be one of integration. The school has been closed since Tuesday after an attack by pro-segregationists on a Baptist minister who escorted six Negro students into the high school. Louisville, Kentucky. Senator Estes Kefauver says tonight, the United States must bear a full share of the blame for the crisis at the Suez Canal. In a speech at Louisville, Kefauver says, our policy in the Middle East has been disgracefully inconsistent. He said the attack on Egypt was wrong, but we helped to provoke it. We'll have the weather in just 1 minute. Santa Claus will be a very real person in 1957, to the many hundreds of thrifty folks who have already joined the Christmas Savings Club at the National Bank of Commerce. They are planning a paid-for Christmas. by making small weekly payments through the year. And next November, each member will receive a check in ample time for Christmas shopping. Whether you decide to save $1 or $10 a week, there's a club payment plan to fit your budget. Now is the time to join. Open your account at the Christmas Club desk in the bank lobby. The National Bank of Commerce at Commerce and Soledad Streets is a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Now, weather-wise for the Alamo City, partly cloudy, windy, and warm today, with a high temperature this afternoon in the upper 70s. Tonight's low, near 40 degrees. Tomorrow, continued warm and mild, with a high in the upper 80s. Our present temperature reading in San Antonio, now 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies. The KTSA News Center is now receiving worldwide news from the outposts of the Earth. Next news at 5:55, Don Rose reporting. A repeat on the weather follows on the Bob Stevens Show.